And we are recording.
Okay. What's awesome in the month of May? Well, I'll tell you what's awesome in the month of May. Balticon's awesome in the month of May. Why do I sound so weird and with lots of background noise? Well, we're on our way driving back from Balticon, and so I thought I'd do a nice Balticon wrap-up. With me, I have Mark the Incaffeinated One.
Yo.
And Tech.
Hello.
And we're on our way. We're actually currently on 91 in Connecticut on our way back to the great land of Canada. And so I had a blast at Balticon.
It was terrible. I couldn't stand any moment I was there. I'm so happy to be heading back to my native land of Canada.
I was indifferent. I just had to add the extra voice.
You guys are such liars. give us some first impressions, you know, or initial thoughts.
Well, I've never tried this one before, but Jacques Chirac in a puddle. It's my first impression for this whole thing.
Good impression.
Thank you.
Oh, Mark, you add so much to the podcast.
Absolutely.
On a slightly less whimsical note, this was my first Balticon. I was the virgin.
Did you get screwed?
Oh, horribly.
PG podcast.
I kept it PG. PG would appreciate that.
Yes, PG would appreciate that.
PG will never forget me, and neither will Viv or her hotel room door.
Because it really did get...
Oh, yes. More details about that in the NC-17 supplement to this PG broadcast.
The great thing about Balticon and what's made it really important for podcasters to go is it is becoming more and more the new media convention, and so many podcasters go, and there's just so much awesomeness going on. And Tech has a very unique experience in the fact that he listens to seldom few podcasts, but he is a big fan of now many podcasts out there are fiction podcasts, short stories, or books. And while I may listen to these fiction podcasts, Tech ends up reading the printed versions that I end up buying. So I think you were a little apprehensive going into it, afraid. I think you said there was a drinking game that should happen, where anytime somebody says something that goes over your head, you take a drink, and anytime we mention Twitter. Is that right?
Yeah.
But that was not your experience. You didn't really feel left out, did you?
No. There was a very big family atmosphere that I noticed immediately on the first night when this was... I've heard people say more today that Balticon is more of a giant family reunion than anything. And everybody... There's this giant interconnected web of people of, I listened to this guy and he collaborated on my stuff and both of us together worked on her podcast and then she did sound editing and graphic design for that guy. And everybody works together and it's this huge collaborative family. And, they're so inclusive and so warm and friendly that almost anyone is immediately taken into the fold, which was really cool. That atmosphere itself made it very welcoming and a very enjoyable con.
And Mark, you were a year away from Balticon because you were in France last year.
That's right. And I'd forgotten. I'd forgotten all about it. I was convinced to go on this trip, and I misheard something. So I was rapidly expecting that Balticon was going to become the nude media gathering, and I was totally clothed for the entire weekend. So I...
How misleading.
I was, you know, you build a guy's dreams up, and it just shattered in moments. The moment you step in, and you see all these people in very, very nice clothes, and all you've brought... is nothing.
You brought something.
I brought a vest. Yes. I was invested. And I brought a tie, so I was tied up briefly. But other than that, I was utterly nude under all of my clothes. At no time when I was wearing clothes was I not nude, close to my skin. But.
And FYI, he is not drunk. He's stone cold sober. Because he may be expected to be driving soon as we are sharing the driving back.
I have not consumed any stones, cold or hot, today. So I'm terribly sober for them. I may have licked a rock earlier, but that was really purely by accident. It looked like a candy cane, and I really like candy canes. when they're on the ground.
You are so coming on the show.
I think I've just been threatened.
Yes.
If anyone catches this, if anybody ever hears this, and you, I don't return to the podosphere at some point, you know what happened. I was consumed by another podcast, as usual.
Enveloped, as it were.
Enveloped, yes. And not in the great bear hug way either.
Can you share the pickup line we came up with that you did not yet use?
The pickup line that I did not yet use.
Yes.
But will be featured on a t-shirt now that I know that it's not meant to be nude. I will actually produce shirts that are for this. And on it, I don't have the full graphic vision of this now, although I've had many graphic visions over this entire convention. But I will have on it some image, perhaps, yet to be determined. And I will have a line on this t-shirt. This is a very long introduction.
And you wonder why three calls end up being an hour-long show for you.
And as you may or may not know at home, because I'm not known by very many people outside of the people that know me, I'm sometimes referred to as Mark the Encaffeinated One. And so this t-shirt, which may or may not be long sleeve, probably really short sleeve, because it's really friggin' hot in this Balticon area.
Maybe a tank top?
In a physical hot way, not in the nude media way that I was hinting at earlier. And the shirt will have on it, "Are you encaffeinated?" It's a long way to get for three words.
Do you want to be encaffeinated?
Or have you ever been encaffeinated?
I thought it was, do you want to be encaffeinated?
Well, see, now I've already screwed it up.
Yeah, you screwed up your pickup line. And you didn't even say it lecherously.
I didn't say it lecherously, because it was not a nude media convention. And you can only properly lech when you're in the nude. Anything else is just creepy. Although I did manage to successfully lech because I was nude under my clothing. But I did not actually manage to spring that line on anyone. I don't think it would have worked, but I don't think any work that any line that I would say would actually work. So yeah, that was my experience. How's the sports?
I think perhaps if we could just mention a few good highlights of the con. There were a couple of
one of the main rooms, they had this wonderful highlight. It shone down upon the room with its brilliance, and I thought, that's never going to burn out. It will be there forever, and I will see next year at the convention they've replaced it probably with a window. But
hopefully not a door window, because they have a tendency to get humped.
If it's a door window high in the sky, then they're expecting pigeons to also join the convention, and I'm going to get the flock out of there. It'll be my goal.
Oh, God. Con highlights. Well, the prequel to Balticon was, of course, Sigler Fest.
Yes.
Which was originally to be called Junkie Con, but the organizers just sort of squashed that one.
I think they were afraid of the garden room being turned into a crack den.
Yes. A
little too much local color.
Yes, exactly. Where's the free crack giveaway? But, no, it was awesome, and it was great to see that much orange and black present for Scott Sigler, and he made many announcements of his upcoming books and projects, and I ended up winning a door prize. I won a copy of Ancestor in Dutch. It's called Hunger. This is made even funnier by the fact that I don't speak nor read Dutch in any way.
But Sigler signed it.
Oh, yes, he signed it in Dutch with lots of umlauts and added vowels, and he signed his name as Scott von der Sigler.
He signed it in Dutch, so he made you sign the other half.
Oh!
Oh, but it was...
But that was pretty good. There was, let's see, what some other highlights. There was an engagement. Someone got engaged at Balticon. And if you are on Twitter, you already know that she said yes.
I think one thing that's really telling is they're planning to merge RSS feeds. And perhaps even post on each other's blogs. But that might be going a bit too far.
And maybe someday in the future, they may have, like, you know, a little...
They will spawn smaller podcasts.
Yeah, like a little video podcast or something.
Aww. Aww. A cute little vlog.
Yeah, it's a V-blog.
As long as it's not a Lowell cat, because then maybe it's...
A Lowell cat? I would totally go for a Lowell cat. It would make you good coffee, and it would print out 10,000 words every day, and even though those would be horribly misspelled and with a very bad grammar. But that's okay.
You know, I'm kind of convinced now. Yes. Except for the mess it would leave on the carpet. Yeah, because it would be everywhere and prolific. but it would leave small stone figures everywhere, so that's okay.
I do feel bad for my listeners that don't know the complete extent of the podosphere and might not get some of these jokes.
I'm not really sympathetic because no one ever gets any of my jokes, so it kind of works out perfectly.
We've gotten used to this.
I see.
An oddity I noticed at Balticon, and maybe this is just
only
me.
One, though.
Well, one of the oddities, the one I'll bring up, was that the typical con costumes that you see. I saw exactly one Jedi.
And he was Obi-Wan.
He was Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon, sorry.
I saw one other Star Wars person, I saw two or three people in Star Trek gear. And everybody else was in steampunk gear.
There were a couple of oddball ones, but there was a lot of steampunk.
There was maybe a half dozen in anime costumes. There was a lot of pirates, but the vast majority of the costumes was all steampunk, which was really, really cool.
Yes.
And this might have something to do with the fact that the Steampunk World's Fair was in the area the week prior, but it was refreshing to see.
Yes.
I have a theory about this, actually. A lot of people were coming from outside of town, and the difficulty in getting some unusual costuming into town would have been alleviated when they can simply build into their cars parts of their costume and simply disassemble their cars once they've arrived at their destination.
Because a spare tire makes a wonderful bonnet.
Wait, but wouldn't that just be diesel punk?
I think my spare tire makes a wonderful steampunk addition, but... diesel punk would only be if they included the gas engine.
I see.
And most of them, while they may have been gassy, did not have any engines. Although they did seem to go forever.
And
there were some fan belts.
I will say that with all the steampunk around, I was very happy. One of the things that I love about steampunk is it's a trend where both male and female are geared... fun. Sorry, geared at looking good. And we've had such a decline on male fashion and some female fashion where they just don't try anymore, and it's all about looking good and immaculate. And men look good in vests, and hats are nice, and you know, I like the appearance of the steampunk, so I'm a fan.
The beauty of the steampunk fashion and the fashion of the classic Victorian era is that it looks good on both sexes without being dependent on a particular body shape.
Yes.
And does not require the showing of any excessive amounts of skin. You can be as conservative or as free as you want, or as big or as little as you want, and it'll look good. And the telling of that was at the costume contest, the person that won the sexiest steampunk costume, the sexiest costume, was completely covered from head to toe.
Yes.
And needed to show no skin.
Exactly.
I just like to add that I've always wanted to be completely reliant on body figures, but unfortunately, they're not nearly body enough for me. And my body includes extra figures, which is not usually conducive to clothing. Just wanted to add that.
But your body's not conducive to clothing?
Well, it doesn't seem to work when it's on. It doesn't seem to work when it's off. So I'm kind of caught somewhere in the mid-range.
Yeah, but you look good in the vest.
The vest was successful. I will admit that.
And when you put pants on with the vest, double success.
Yes. I suppose the pants, because I was nude under them, worked very well.
Speaking of pants... I encourage my listeners to find my YouTube channel. That does mean that there's a bit of a test of searching for my name, which is difficult to spell, NUCHTCHAS. And there are two videos that we recorded from the con as a bit of cross-podcasting action. And
there were pants involved.
There were pants involved. Brain Douches podcast put something out specifically for us BaltCon goers, but I don't want to spoil the surprise, so go over to YouTube and you can hear, or you can go to Brain Douche and hear the message, but you can hear Brain Douche's creation and watch two videos of our reactions. The first video is cut off because the Wi-Fi at the hotel is so very slow that it took forever to download. And then the second one is a reaction to the full recording. Oddly enough, the upload took no time at all. I've never uploaded to YouTube that quickly. But yes, I encourage everyone to see that. A couple of things I want to mention is some really cool sayings about BaltCon that have come out. BaltCon is like going to a family reunion for a family, for your family that you haven't met yet. BaltCon is the Penzic of new media. What happens at BaltCon stays on Twitter. And my personal favorite, because it's my own, what happens at BaltCon is awesome.
There's also Sigler Fest. No, it's not supposed to burn like that.
Yes, there was that.
Which is a popular one here.
What was the other one?
Dark Overlord Media. We love collateral damage.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one. There's just something about being in an area where everybody gets you. You know, you may not agree on everything, but you have this common bond. People are just nice, you know, and there's so many people that I love spending time with, and there's never enough time. And there's so many people that I got so few moments with that I do regret that. But then again, at the end of BaltCon, we say, it was far too quick. I didn't get enough time to spend with you. I can't wait for next year. I had some really good interaction with quite a few of my listeners. Patman, Beth, Geek Acres.
Are you going to name all of your listeners?
No, I don't want to name all of them, but I want to name the...
See, now you've forgotten one. And now they're all depressed that you didn't remember their name or the conversation you had. Now they're slitting their wrists in the bathroom.
I was starting to name the ones that didn't have podcasts. But then I mentioned Geek Acres, and I was like, oh, wait, he has a podcast, of course. It's linked right off the blog. You can go to geekacres.net.
So this is a personal message to the nameless listeners of Nutty's podcast. We like you, too.
I like all my listeners, but I was really excited to talk to my listeners. There were actually too many of them for me to name, so I just wanted to specifically put that shout out to the first few that, you know, that don't have their own podcast, and I didn't even know we're listening, some of them, and that was one of the things that was pretty awesome, is just people coming up to me and talking to me about Nutty Bites, and I was just blown away, and thank you very much. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the podcast before, but I have come up with a recipe for lemon cakes from Game of Thrones, and I made 48 of them and brought them to BaltCon. I served them on two separate occasions, and they went like hotcakes, which is odd because they're lemon cakes, and it was nice to see them go, and it was really nice to see people enjoy them. But Coach, you're only supposed to have one that night, not three. Was anybody else? It's a good thing you live in Texas. Heather Welliver would be on top of you. There were quite a few book launches that I was very excited to be at. Paulette Jackson's Empress Sword and T. Morris and Philippa Ballantyne, or Pip Ballantyne as she's credited on the covers. The Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, Phoenix Rising. That was a lot of fun. Other highlights from you guys?
And Jeff?
Huh?
Highlights?
Highlights.
Sorry, I was asleep for a moment there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a long road, and I had to hoe it. I had a lot of fun meeting up with people that I know on Twitter.
Yes.
Because that makes them real, and that also means that I'm not entirely insane. Although the jury is still out about the other part of my brain, the one I usually leave behind. It would have been nicer to collect more hugs, but I was very happy to receive the hugs that I did.
Yes.
It's kind of a neat little thing. Again, also putting names to faces and faces to names and hugs to Twitter handles. I attended quite a few panels on various things, none of which I have any memory of right now. I only consumed one bottle of wine during the entire performance of Balticon. I blame that on my lack of foresight.
I consumed a bottle of margaritas and tech only. How much did you get through of the rye?
Not much.
Not much. How is it you were, of all people, were the one slacking on the booze?
I know. And thank you for making me sound like an alcoholic to your
you
listeners.
You are an alcoholic, and I'm a teetotaler.
That's highly appreciated, yes, because the case of beer I drink a month makes me a complete and utter flush.
But at Balticon, that made you a teetotaler.
Yeah, seriously, a case of beer is nothing at Balticon.
You know, and it's a funny experience because no one knows they're going anywhere, or actually everyone knows they're going nowhere.
Yes.
So, except for those who aren't at the main hotel, Colin Earl,
yes.
Who decide that, hey, I can commute back and forth every day, something which Nutty learned not to do.
You know, I have to say, though, when I was commuting back and forth, because I was visiting with my good friend Clint, it was actually pretty nice.
She put that in just for you, Clint.
Clint's not listening. He doesn't listen to my podcast.
Well, then...
He doesn't care.
Then we didn't put it in for anyone. Except now everybody who knows Clint will say, I heard about you on the internet.
Nobody knows Clint that listens to this.
Nobody so loves Milhouse.
That one person out there who has made the connection...
I don't know.
You owe me a beer. Other things at the convention that I enjoyed. There were many great people who have put out their wonderful books.
Yes.
That I have listened to and enjoyed, and I now have the opportunity to say in person, I really, really liked your book, and I'm sorry for standing so close to you, but your book really made me feel happy. And here's some money for not killing me for being so close to you. And then they throw a book at me, and it's all very good.
Well, watch out, because next year T. Morris might have a taser at the end of his cane, and he'll tase you if you get on.
I think he'd better have a T-shirt ready, though, because I want to have the... I went to Balticon, and all I got was tased and this lousy T-shirt.
This lousy T-shirt from T.
Yeah, with a burn mark in the T-shirt already, actually. I attended a bunch of different writers' panels this year, to try to decide if I want to be a writer.
Do you want to be a writer?
The scary thing is I've already written some things, so I went back in time and erased myself to determine whether or not I had to be a writer now. And apparently I'm still a writer, so my erasing didn't work.
See?
I have been a podcaster for a long time. I very much enjoy being a podcaster. I very much enjoy being silly on the internet.
No!
But unfortunately, in person, I'm entirely boring and not serious, or not silly, and terribly serious, like right now. Voice acting is also something I got a chance to talk to some people about and make some connections that I may be able to get into other voice acting somewhere.
If you like the sound of his voice, press one. I mean, email.
At this moment, I would not say, judge me on this voice.
If you like the sound of his voice, you may contact him on Twitter at ncaf1.
That's true.
Number one.
I can't hide from that one.
Or ncaf1 at gmail, correct?
Yes. You can use that email address, and I will probably be at the other end, buried under email.
Yes.
I don't know. It's strange for me to go to cons. I am not a person who really gravitates towards large collections of people, but this isn't a large collection of people. This is a large collection of friends. I think the description earlier was like the family that you don't know yet, or the bunch of friends that you already knew from all over the world. And I think that's one of the few reasons I still go to cons. Driving 20 hours out of my way in unfathomably horrible company. that insists on being really nice and driving all the time.
You can't see what I'm doing right now.
And putting up... I can, and it's really enjoyable.
That's the ditch. Please don't drive into that.
But they're willing to put up with the oddity that is me, which very few people are willing to do.
Which is okay, because you're willing to put up with us.
Hurrah.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Other highlights? I got bought a beer 3 times. That's pretty nice.
Oh, who bought you a beer?
Paul Cooley bought me a beer once.
Nice.
And I don't remember the other two because I think it was my second and third. So
that's cool.
But they seem to appear and disappear without any money exchanged.
I got 2 fangirls. 2 people fangirled on me. That was kind of cool. One was inappropriately young, but that's okay. She fangirled because my hair was green. And I got to sign 2 sets of breasts. So that was very exciting.
I did get to sign a shirt. That was very exciting. I have not been able to sign any human beings for a long time.
You've signed human beings before?
Probably, but I was probably chasing somebody when I was 2 with a marker. And I don't think that quite counts. Because my signature was not really all that perfected.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? You got fangirled on.
Yes.
A lot of people had a double take and said, oh, you're NCAF 1, which I take as proof that my identity may not be real.
I liked you and Brand Gamblin in the same panel on Twitter trying to figure out who the other one is in the crowd because you both wanted to meet each other.
This happened 3 times. once with Colin Earl.
Yes.
Once with Ellen Dragonsong, who apparently arrived at all of the panels the moment after I had left.
You just missed Pokeroo.
And, yeah.
This is your Canadian reference, number one.
Well, this is a Canadian podcast. JRD decided it.
Oh, very good.
It is a Canadian podcast?
Yes, well, our first iTunes review was in the Canadian store, so...
Does that mean we have 30% CanCon?
Yes, I do believe we have 30% Canadian content.
Well, actually,
content.
Right now, because there's 2 of us, that would make it 66.6 repeating percent.
Yes, but at least 30% Canadian content.
So it's
content.
An evil percentage right now of CanCon.
And I have to say that so far, the Nutty Debates have only had Canadian residents. I'm not a citizen. I'm just
I see. You just live here.
Yes.
You just sleep here. You don't really live here.
I live in Canada. But we're not in Canada right now.
That's true. We're on the road, and we don't really sleep here either.
Hopefully not. There would be problems.
In fact,
sleeping.
We will not be sleeping here. We will be driving all the way back. And these people are more insane than me because they leave me at Fredericton, and they continue on to travel even more.
Yes.
And that's just kind of silly.
What were we talking about? Oh, yes. So passing people. I did the same thing with Colin Earl.
Yes, you managed to sit in front of him in the same room for 2 hours.
Yeah, apparently we were sitting right next to each other for 2 hours, and I had no idea. But he wasn't wearing his badge, so it's his fault.
I had no idea who any of these people were. I'd never met any of these people before. I've only read some of their books or heard some of their stories, so I get to meet everybody for the first time. And
you got some interesting introductions. So, Tech, this is Steve Yeely. Story time. Oh, I know who you are.
I actually managed to meet Vivid Muse 2 times for the first time.
Yes.
Wait, that weird little drunk guy, that story time guy?
Yes.
Oh my god, cool.
It's story time.
Cool, no, I didn't know that. We had fun though, it was good. Yeah, we had fun conversations.
We love you, Steve.
We love you, Steve.
I'm trying to think, what were some of the other people that I had to do descriptors for? Because you had heard of some people, but you didn't listen to them, so you didn't know.
Well, when we met Paul Cooley, it's like, this is the guy that wrote the story that kills everybody on Sesame Street.
This is the guy that destroys your childhood.
Yeah, and that guy over there in the jean jacket, that's Cthulhu.
Yes.
So the personification of evil and unholiness wears a jean jacket. Very cool.
Yes. I'm trying to think if there was any others, but I'm not sure. All sorts of good fun.
Secret conversation taken out here.
If they were ever to create a film, it would be amazing. That's all I'm going to say.
We heard some still images. and saw some empty tape.
Yes. And James Jerome cannot draw, so we do not have to, you know, he does not create visual art like drawings and paintings, so we don't have to throw him off a three-story window.
Not that we would.
Oh, he'd be thrown for being far too talented.
Oh, he'd be greeted with eyes full of seething hatred, but I'm not really into the throwing thing.
We got to find out that there will be a book 2 of Fetidus, and that Fetidus is going to be printed, and there will be a prequel. That was exciting. I'm very excited for that.
Potentially also a book 3.
Yes, potentially also a book 3.
Depending on how the editor wants to cut up book 2, and to tide us over until the editing is done, the Fetidus prequel will come out. Yes. We got the sneak preview of that.
And that was a really good, they did a full cast recording of a story in the Fetidus world, and I'm just going to say, I got chills for a little bit of it. It was, that
the air conditioning was
drama.
Exceptional.
No, it wasn't. It was the Chesapeake room. It was hot there.
No.
But the audio drama portion was amazing. It was very hot at Balticon. We left Canada in sweaters, and we arrived at Balticon to 86-degree weather. That was pretty intense.
Well, they did. I was wearing a T-shirt, because I've been wearing a T-shirt since winter.
And shorts.
And anticipating nudity, so I didn't worry about the heat until I got there and discovered there was both heat and no nudity, so...
How disappointing.
On with the vest, it went.
Yes. Gandalf was there for the third year in a row that I've gone. This is not somebody dressed up for cosplay. This is just Gandalf, who is a regular con-goer in regular clothes. There are pictures on Flickr.
There are many pictures on Flickr.
Well, pictures of Gandalf from Balticon on Flickr. And Gandalf, if you're listening... I hope you don't take offense to the fact that I call you Gandalf, but I think that's your name.
It would be hard to take offense at being called your own name.
I don't know. What if your name was really bad?
If my name was bad, then I'd be called Mr. Bad, and that's not cool. So bad.
Imagine taking offense to your name. Hey, Mark,
shut up! Don't call me that!
That would be awful.
I'm gonna cry now. Well, actually, I do take offense to being called a nickname variation of my given name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not your name.
It's not my name.
That's kind of a conversation killer because we don't use your real name on air.
No,
so
no.
So we just all have to go, yeah, that's a bad name. We shouldn't call you that.
So we shouldn't call you...
Exactly.
Wow, I don't know that how that happened. Let's fix that in post.
Edit now.
I got to pick up quite a few books and get them signed and get nice, funny little inscriptions in them. I got to bug some of my favorite people and get lots of hugs from some of my favorite people. And Tech, you got man hugs.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
From the Spiritual Tramp.
Yes. And Screwdriver.
And Screwdriver, yes, good hugs for a little short guy.
Dude, can you complain about getting hugs from the doctor?
No, I can't.
And you got hugs from two of the doctors.
Yes, from two doctors.
Yes.
Which was great.
D-Dog makes a great doctor.
A different doctor.
A different doctor. The future doctor.
Is that what the first D's for?
Dr. Dog? Perhaps.
I was going to say different dog. But...
Different dog? Mm-hmm. I do not know. D-Dog, you want to flip the lesson?
I guess
we got to listen to two different versions of Damn You, Holyfield.
Yes.
One by Kim, the comic book goddess, as I love hearing that song. And the other by Barry White in the form of James Durham, or James Durham in the form of Barry White. I'm not sure.
But although he was trapped in a very small box.
Yes, he was.
Which apparently, for someone who's extraordinarily talented, gifted, works with audio equipment, apparently likes to do film and write wonderful things, is very, very difficult to operate.
Yeah, he can't figure out an iPod and an iOM.
I think the worst part about it, the hardest part, was the on switch.
Yes.
That seemed to give him the most trouble.
Yes. Well, that and the whole pressing play, because his wife had to keep reminding him, just press play. Just press play, damn it. So many good times. I can't really... There's so much awesome that we could rattle on, and we probably have spoken for an hour, so I think I might release this separately as just a...
fly, little podcast, fly!
Yes.
You are free now.
You're free now. Originally, I was going to go, all right, we're just going to talk for a couple... Yeah, maybe 15 minutes, and I'll put it into the regular show, and that'll make actually getting this out there before Wednesday. Yeah, that'll be fun. I don't think it's happening. I'm sorry, guys. Actually happen, but now we've rambled on. I think this is going to be a nutty bonus episode.
Woohoo! Bonus episode.
Bonus.
Extra nuts.
Mm. There's no euphemism that can be made from that at all.
But it's not like I said spare nuts. Or
how is
or
it?
Roasted nuts. Or even cracked nuts.
I'm starting to have a hankering for like some trail mix now. Can you serve me some trail mix on my iPod so I can take a bite?
Some trail mix on your iPod?
Yes, like the logo.
Yes, I would not recommend eating trail mix off your iPod.
I don't know.
I want to make an inappropriate joke about salted nuts right now, but we'll just leave that away.
It's a PG podcast, but now every time I hear PG, I'm thinking
damn you,
of
Holyfield.
I did not get to watch Game of Thrones this week.
I did not get to watch Doctor Who this week.
I did not get to watch Doctor Who either this week because we were at BaltCon.
I got to watch a couple of Doctor Who's.
Our DVR is scheduled to record it, so that's good. And
what is the plural of Doctor Who? Doctor Who's?
Doctor
Who. Doctor Boy?
Well, actually, wouldn't it be Doctors Who?
Doctors Who?
I do believe that's right.
Because it's the Doctor that's
in,
plural,
in,
not
in their
the...
TARDIS-I?
TARDI? No, because you have to have the full TARDIS, because it's an acronym. Because
a half TARDIS will not do it.
So it would be TARDIS.
I would just say two sexies.
That's true.
Two and sexies. For anyone who doesn't get that,
so
I'm sorry you're not up to date on Doctor Who.
They're too sexy for my TARDISes?
I'm too sexy for the TARDIS. No, I'm not.
I am speechless. This happens on occasion, not often.
No comment.
Generally around crowds, but not around a microphone are you speechless.
It's true.
Oh, we got to see lots of fabulous Timoras. I mean,
that's
fabulous.
That sounds a bit wrong, the way you say his name.
Why?
Timoras?
Morris.
Timoras. She's been slipping slowly and slowly into con speak.
There's also the fact that you guys keep pulling the New Yorker out of me, the accent out.
If we keep pulling, maybe it'll come out completely.
I'll make recording a lot easier. I won't have to, like, do my... Preparations. Yeah, remember when I was like, unique New York.
So,
water.
Is that preparation A?
Through G. We hopefully don't have to get to preparation H.
Oh, God. That was bad. That wasn't even funny. All right. New pun.
What, right now?
Yes.
I don't pun on command. It's just not right. What do you think this is, the military?
Military puns on command?
Well, it's a drill sergeant after all. So, I'm sure they do.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, I feel like he's reaching for a pun and it's just not coming.
It's just not happening. You know, you hit the pinnacle earlier and
that's
had that
true.
Fantastic pun, which
that's
I've
true.
Now forgotten.
Like all good puns, if they're forgotten, I can use it again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your earlier pun was?
Well, there were several of them, actually.
Well, I bet the listeners could just rewind.
There were several before the recording. If they were going to rewind before the recording, then we're in problem. Actually, the military is very good for puns, but they're a little too intense. The nobody gets that one.
I just got it.
That doesn't work. Okay.
In the field, you're intense.
That's right.
Oh God.
That was reaching. This is what you happens when you go for puns on command. I don't do pun downs because I then have to produce them on command. I like to let them flow naturally, kind of like belching. In fact, it's a very appropriate metaphor, I think, because puns belch forth when least expected. One of the ones that I had earlier, one of the puns earlier, was forgotten, and I've forgotten it too. So it was very clever and will never, ever be heard again.
What are we looking forward to next year's Balticon?
I'm looking forward to next year's Balticon.
Okay, anything in particular?
I'm looking forward to convincing both of you to do a panel or three.
That would definitely change the congoing experience.
Yes, indeed.
I'm also looking forward to promoting the nude media experience.
That could be a special party. Would you like to come to my sexy party? I would like to have a specific party next year at Balticon, but I will not announce it for fear of jinxing it. But we did discuss it earlier. And it involves a very long scarf, fro-like hair, and no celery in that one, right?
No.
Just a... and a hat. There's a hat, right?
There's always a hat.
And a bag of candy.
Jelly babies.
Yes. Absolutely.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
So, That will be my sexy party next year.
That's an interesting incentive. I think that I'm looking forward to doing more, and that sounds like I'm saying nothing at all, which is probably true of what I say most of the time. But in fact, I mean this in the most sincerest and absolute real way. Every time I go to a con, I can find myself relaxing a little bit more.
And yes.
When I can relax a bit more, I enjoy it a lot more, and that's, for someone who's as shy as I am, that is a progress to be celebrated.
You were, I would say, at least 10 times more outgoing this Balticon than you were the first Balticon I went to 2 years ago.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Although still, there are moments.
I am looking forward to actually becoming a member of this community. I have plans to be announced soon to, although not become as rabid of a listener and podcaster as you guys, to sort of stick my foot in the door and contribute in my own meager way and build a name for myself in the community and be an active participant as opposed to just some sort of media sponge.
Well, you did do quite a bit of networking this trip.
I did, and I was able to I was able to make some friends and make some contacts, and hopefully contribute something to everyone. So hopefully there'll be more of that, and next year will only get better.
For the listeners' information, and for any writers who may not have been to the con, Tech is a weapons expert, and he really enjoys consulting. And so if you have any questions about weapons, military, things of that nature in your writing, rather than do the research yourself, he would be more than willing to help you out. Is that the clockworkdoctor@gmail.com?
Yes, the clockworkdoctor@gmail.com.
That is his consulting.
I'm so glad that you'll be able to have that announcement later.
I announced it for him.
Oh.
So.
I would also like to point out that actually, having spoken now, you are already a part of the podcasting community.
Yes.
And actually, probably having listened to a podcast, you are also now a member of the podcasting community.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
So. I've been lied to by others, but anyway.
And what I'm looking forward to is trying to convince you that next year, your expertise will be on display at a panel at Balticon.
Behind glass? On display, like some sort of zoo animal?
If that's the only way we can make you do it, then perhaps.
Well, I think behind glass would be safer if we do that whole nude media thing you were talking about.
Is that the panel that rhymes with a K. Baniel? Okay. Lawyer?
It might be.
Yes, okay. It okay. Just might. It just might be. By the way, K. Daniel Lawyer, get in contact with...
Baniel!
Oh, Baniel.
Daniel does not rhyme with Daniel.
No.
Spaniel?
Spaniel. Oh, yes.
Spaniel lawyer. Get
gay
in contact.
Spaniel lawyer.
So if you are a Cocker Spaniel out there who is a lawyer, then you may want to get
in
touch.
And you want to do a panel with the Clockwork Doctor. Now, did we mention that you won the costume contest?
No.
Yes, we did, just now.
Best time traveler. Yes. Tech won best costume contest for his time traveler costume, or best time traveler, at the Time Traveler's Ball, which was the new media party. And he was dressed as a steampunked plague doctor. Now, if you're not sure what that is, Google it. Google it, because you know what? You're going to find lots of cool information.
Plague doctors are cool. Look it up. Yeah. Or if you speak Italian, look up the words medico della peste, and you'll know exactly what it is.
And make sure your spelling is correct, because it has nothing to do with teeth.
Yeah, it's not the plaque doctor.
Yes, not the plaque doctor.
That would just be a dentist.
That's right.
There were no dental tools on his person whatsoever.
Ooh, mental note, must add dental tools.
But the mask is beak-like. And I'm not sure that you can get plaque on beaks.
I'm sure we could try if we rubbed it on. I think we could manage. This should also be brought up to the point that the plague doctor costume did cause actual reaction of fear and worry and worship.
Yes, there was that, and all in one person.
Oh yes, the looks of horror, the you're the Black Death, and then. Prostrating, bowing, and veneration, which led to uncomfortableness and a quick escape by the Clockwork Doctor. But
would you have been more comfortable had she been of age?
Probably. Hmm. Probably, but it was just an odd situation all the way around. But it wasn't the only time that somebody knelt in my presence. After the costume contest, there was a guy who came up and knelt at my feet and kissed my hand.
Who was that?
I can't remember his name. He was one of the junkies.
For the sake of the podcast,
that
his name he remains anonymous.
Yes, anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. By lack of remembering his name.
Any description?
None that can go on air.
For the benefit of you now listening to this after the cut.
Yes.
We said nothing.
Nothing was said.
Nothing was said.
Oh merda. Oh, and if that Eve player from the Girls Rules podcast somehow finds this recording, you heard nothing. That's all I have to say.
Nothing.
Nothing.
If other people find you, though, she really is that confident, she really is that cool, she really is that awesome, and it really is green hair.
I'm really not that confident.
Sure you are. That's what Yoda would say. Sure you are.
That's an awful Yoda voice.
That was on the moment. The spur of the moment. And the spurs are very, very sharp.
Why are you wearing spurs in a car?
Ouch.
Okay.
Is that what's been jabbing me?
There's a...
No, that wasn't the spurs.
Uh-oh.
And on that note...
On that awkward note...
I think we're done with our Balticon roundup, and,
I think we were done 20 minutes
ago. I'm going to have to edit this now and cause myself some more work and pain.
Hurrah!
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
All right, everybody say something inappropriate.
Something inappropriate.
Unnecessary censorship.
Okay, that gets edited out. Something inappropriate I can air as a blooper.
Nude media specialist.
Wankel rotary engine.